is a halakha that Maran discusses in Siman Kuf Samech Het. Actually, it's halakha Yud. It is the law of Habisa. Basically, the law of Habisa is the following. That is talking about a person who has soup, and he takes bread and he puts it in his soup, which is a common practice. So the question is, what's the halakha, what's the beracha on bread that's placed in the soup? Now, it should be pointed out over here that we're talking about soup that is still in a kli rishon, which means the soup, it's in the pot that you cooked it in. You took it off the fire, so it's still considered yad soledibo. Now you took some bread and you put it in the soup, and now you're eating the bread together with the soup. What is the beracha on this? So Maran makes a hiluk. Maran says it depends. If the pieces are a kezayit, which means each piece, let's say, is 30 grams, let's say a big piece, half a piece of a pita, let's say. So that already, even if you dropped it in to the soup and to the kli rishon, it still retains its original beracha of hamotzi lechem min haaretz. However, if the pieces are less than a kezayit, so then the beracha goes to borei mineh mezonot. Now read that inside. Maran writes, habisa dehainu pirurei lechem shnedbakim yachad al yedei marak im nitbashel im yesh behem kezayit af api she'enem toal lechem mevarechem motzi berkat mazon v'im ein behem kezayit af api shenereesh yesh bo toal lechem en mevarechem borei mineh mezonot uberacha achat mehen shalosh. So technically, if a person wants to have bread in his soup but he doesn't want to make the hamotzi, he should take little pieces of bread less than a kezayit, drop them into the soup when it's still in a kli rishon, because once you put it into your bowl, that's already a kli shlishi already, then it doesn't matter. The bread always is going to remain its law of hamotzi, whether it's a kezayit or it's not a kezayit. The only law over here is when you drop the bread in the kli rishon. So if you want to get out of making the hamotzi, put pieces that are less than a kezayit in the kli rishon, and then already one can make mezonot. The chiddush over here is Mishnah Berurah brings down in that siman in halacha in seif katan nun. Nun Zayin, that would be, even if he would eat 8 ounces of that bread, there is no Berkat HaMazon on it. Normally if you eat 8 ounces, there's a Berkat HaMazon, but we know that the law is when bread is cooked, so the law is, it's considered Maaseh Kederah, and it can never become that Ui for Berkat HaMazon. So technically a guy, when he had his soup, he put little pieces of bread in it when it was in the Kli Rishon, less than a kezayit. He ate 10 ounces of it. Doesn't matter. He'll make a borei mineh mezonot on the soup, and then he'll make a al mechya, and he does not have to make berkat mazon in that case. But we remind you, if the pieces are the shoot of a kezayit, so then already he has to be concerned that he has to make a hamotzi on those pieces.